Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many and a happy and blessed 2025. Happy New Year to every one of you. And I sense this is a year of renewal. The Lord is about to make new in you, for you, through you. And for the Lord to renew, when I looked up what that means in the Hebrew, it is to restore. It is to make something that has been so tired, torn, perhaps worn, to make it as new again. For the Lord to restore means to give back better than before. I sense the Lord is about to renew tired, worn hearts this year. Get ready for fresh fire. He's going to restore that passion in you. He is going to take you higher in Him and into all the blessings. We are no longer striving after things. They can tire us out. They can wear us down. But we are seeking after Him, our King, His kingdom, His blessing. And I thank the Lord that as we are blessed in His blessings are all the things that we need, but they're secondary. Our primary focus is on Jesus this year. So happy, blessed 2025. And as our Jewish brothers and sisters kicked off the new year with the year 5785 before us a month or two ago now, and as I've been prophesying, you can go back and listen to the prophetic meanings of this year, which has already taken off there in Israel and for our Jewish brothers and sisters around the world, because it holds such prophetic significance for us. I sense the Lord has a great word for you and for me today to lean into Him, to press into Him, and to receive today what the Lord would say for you personally, for your family, for the challenges that you are facing. The Lord would say, look out, breakthrough and breakout. Don't doubt, give a victory shout. You will take every enemy out. And I'm going to show you and prove to you by the word of the Lord that that is true for you. As you grab a hold of His word, as you make it personal, as you make it your own today, you are going to rise with Him and you are going to win. You are going to thrive in 2025. And in fact, at New Year's Eve, we had New Year's Day, I should say, we were having lunch with all of our family here, and then we had supper. Everyone has just left, and this has been the first opportunity I've had to tune in and to release what the Lord would say prophetically for the year 2025. And as we were praying, as tea was going live tonight, and I was declaring over all of our family what I've been declaring over you over the last couple of months, that we will thrive, not strive, not just survive, but we are going to thrive in 2025. And as I said that, my sister-in-law rose up and she said, that's going to be my word. I've been asking the Lord for a word for the year. And I believe that's it, thrive. Then my nephew came in and he was saying, 2020, thrive. Now, apparently, we've since found out that that is trending on TikTok, but that was the golden nugget dropped by the Spirit of the Lord into our hearts and into Mama of Many. And we've been living in that. We have been taking a hold of that. And we are going to be pressing into that word, 2020, thrive, arise in all that the Lord has for you. And I just want to very quickly recap, because we know that the depth of prophetic meaning that there is in the Hebrew language, it's so rich that as our Jewish brothers and sisters and as Israel went live with the new year 5785, our Gregorian year 2025, for us that we've just launched into now, that in the Hebrew language, the 5785, every number also has a letter that's associated with that. It also has a pictorial meaning. And the number five, very briefly in Hebrew, it means grace and favor. We are in a season right now, and this is a time this year of double grace and favor. And I believe it's very significant that we receive this from the Lord at this time, because the darkness is about to increase and thicken on the earth, but we will rise and shine. And the darkness will never be able to quench or to take out the light, but instead the light, what does the light do? The light destroys the darkness, and we're going to shine bright. And I believe it's really significant, because where sin increases and abounds, grace does much more. We're about to experience the much more of the grace and the favor of the Lord on and for and through the children of the Lord this year. Receive his word today. It's key for great victory. The number 7 in Hebrew, very briefly. Now, please go back and listen to my previous messages. You can search them out on YouTube or on my Mama of Many website. And number 7, it means completion, perfection. My word for the year, yes, thrive, but that comes within what the Lord spoke to me is fullness. And I'm believing for in the fullness of time, Christ came. I believe that the time, the set time, the fullness of time to favor Israel and the church is now. I believe, and I'll go through this word, it is burst the dam, every blockage removed. It is double portion time. So in that number 7 is fullness, completion, perfection. The number 8, it means in Hebrew, overflow, new beginnings, anointing. Get ready for fresh anointings, that renewal on your life. Renew, as I said, to make new in every area. The Lord has new anointings and appointings for you this year. And double authority. God has released his authority on his ecclesia, on his called out ones, those who are called out of this world, who are called out of darkness into his marvelous, wonderful, amazing light. And the number 5 literally means, as we've gone into the year 2025, 5785, double portion time. Expect double light. I'm just expecting the light of Jesus to manifest brighter than ever in our lives and in the increasing darkness on the earth. And we are going to be amazed at all the Lord is going to reveal and all that we are going to see. So the number 5, it means light. And I'm going to expand on that a little bit more shortly. It means the hand of God. The hand of God represents the protection of God. It represents the provision of God. It represents the power of God. It represents the perfection of God for your life. So protection, power, provision, perfection. Expect that from the hand of God that is over your life and upon you mightily this year. The hand of God also represents fivefold. 5 alive in 2025. The Lord is bringing together all the completion and the perfection and the fullness for his church at this time, which is represented in the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, the evangelist, all fulfilled, all in need of one another, all representing the beauty of Jesus on the earth. And I've expounded on that before, so I'm just going to leave that nugget there for you. The number 5 in Hebrew, it represents the Holy Spirit. The Hebrew word for 5 is he, which is it means breath, the breath of God. You can't say that without breathing. And I just sense that the fresh breath of God, the breath of heaven, is breathing and blowing again upon the church, that God is about to rekindle flames that you felt like you were almost going out, but you are going to be set ablaze by the Spirit of God. The breath of God is breathing upon his church once more. It represents within the breath of God the priceless, precious Holy Spirit, the supernatural in and on our natural. Heaven and earth will meet everywhere we place our feet. And an open heaven. So the Number five, it means, I was saying light, because pictorially it represents a window. Now, what the Lord spoke to me is a door conceals. We've come from the year 2024. That's now behind us. May we take the lessons forward with us. May we build on the foundation that the Lord has created within us, and may we leave behind all of the pain, the hurt, all of the rejections, all of the resentments, all of the offences. Offence is a choice. Choose not to be offended so that you can thrive in 2025. Go free in forgiveness, in complete victory. So it means pictorially a window, and that window, what does a window do? A window is to bring in light. And as the year 5784 represented a door, it's closing the door to evil and open doors of opportunity. And I believe doors are going to continue to fall like dominoes before you as God opens up kingdom impacting opportunities before you in the coming year 5785. And it means and represents within that window light, that I believe there is going to be a door that conceals, a window reveals. This is a year of the Lord giving new revelation. Just as was said of Daniel, close up the book. Daniel, had the prophet of old, had so many questions. And in Daniel 12, we can read, close up the book, Daniel. It's not for you to know. But for those, it says that travel will increase. Knowledge is going to greatly increase. These are the days we are living in. And at that time, at the end times, that was the signifying illustration that the Lord gave as to what the end times would be, when travel would increase, when all these things, knowledge is everywhere. It's the touch of a button now, isn't it? That we would be aware that there is going to come a time when revelation. It wasn't for Daniel to know what all these things mean, but meant and means, but the Lord would uncover and he would reveal. And this is the time of his light. This is the time of the open heaven over our lives. This is the time when we're to rise and shine. This is the time whenever the Lord is going to be revealing, unveiling those secrets for such a time as this to those who will press in to him. And it's a time of light. In Genesis 1, God separated, he said, let there be light, and the light he separated from the darkness. There's going to be a clear distinction between that which is of light and that which is of darkness. What light does is it uncovers, it reveals, it enlightens, and within that comes revelation, fresh revelation from his word that God is bringing to his own from his throne at this time. But it also, within light, it exposes. And judgment begins with the house of God. It begins with you and with me. And I sense that God is continuing that uncovering, that unveiling. He is cleaning house. He is purifying his bride. He is making us ready. He wants us to be living transparently in the light, and any dark areas in us, he is removing at this time. I was just over New Year's Eve, we had a wonderful time with friends only last night. And my daughter, all of our family was together to see the new year in. We're all at church. There must have been, it seemed, it was packed, about 1,000 people there in church. We praised Jesus as we saw out the old year. Thank the Lord for 2024 and that he'd gone before us into 2025. We're ready to thrive, aren't we? In 2025. And my daughter, she'd wanted to be with friends at 16, our 16-year-old, and would have been the first time she wouldn't have been in the hub of our home. And it just didn't feel right that this wonderful daughter that I'd always longed for, prayed for, our gorgeous girly. And as I sought the Lord, we just felt, my husband and I, that she needed to still be in that hub with all of the family, with cousins, there was nothing that thrilled my heart more than to look out and see all of our five children from 23 right through to the age of 7, just turned 8 actually, on 28th of December. And he was asleep in his chair in church as we saw the new year in. Hey, don't report me for cruelty. But he loved every minute of it. And my daughter, though, as you know, I'm thrilled all my family's in church, but she could have been out at a, you know, at a party with other friends. And I felt like the Lord really spoke something to me, talking about the distinguishment between light and darkness. And as I brought the why behind with my daughter, we love her so much. We nurture her. I'm saying this for a reason, because I believe the Lord wants you. As we go into 2025, the enemy is deceptive. The enemy is manipulative. We must seek the Lord for our own. We must cover. We must build an ark for our families, because darkness is increasing on the earth at this time. And I was reminded of all of our family has been longing to go and see the movie Mufasa, the rerun of The Lion King. Now, I loved that movie when it came out through Disney the first time round, and we haven't been able to get tickets. So I think we tried to get all 18 of us together on Christmas Eve and it didn't work out. We couldn't get enough seats for all of us. And that was preying on my mind. When you feel like you're the prey, pray. There's a word for somebody right now. But I was praying because I felt like I was the mean mum. I felt like I was the prey. I felt like the enemy was messing with my mind. And I was seeking the Lord for wisdom, what to do with my gorgeous 16-year-old girly for New Year's Eve. And when I felt I had that strong word, my husband and I together, that we needed to nurture and to protect her and to cover her, and we explained that to her. I also felt the Lord took me to the account of Simba. I haven't watched the movie for years, and Mufasa, who was the father, Simba was the little lion cub. And I looked it up on the phone, the conversation that they had about the dark, shadowy areas. That's what I was putting into my phone as I looked up this little piece that I'm just about to share with you now, if I can find it. I'm sure I had it here journaled in my notes. And I said to my girlie, went in and sat on the bed and I wept with her. Told her how much I loved her and gave her the why behind. And I said, read to her, look, Simba, everything the light touches is our kingdom. A king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king. We must be generationally minded. One generation will praise the Lord to the next generation. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same until it sets, the Lord's name is to be praised. And I looked out over this Christmas period at the most beautiful sunset on a walk with all of my family. And I commented to my 21-year-old that, you know, lives rise and fall. There are kingdoms rise and fall. The Lord, his kingdom outlasts them all. And from the rising of the sun to the place where lives set, the Lord's name is to be praised all our days. So I was mindful of that. And as I read this, it continues on and it says, it will rise and with you. One day the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king. Reply, and this will all be mine? Asked the little lion cub, Simba. Everything? Yes, said Mufasa. Everything the light touches. What about that shadowy place over there? Just beyond the borders. You must never go there, Simba. But I thought a king can do whatever he wants. Well, Mufasa replied, there's more to being a king than getting your way all the time, little Simba said. There's more. And as I shared that with my daughter and I took her hand and I loved her and I said, we want to protect you. We must be protectors. We must be our build an ark for our family. We must be our brothers and sisters' keeper. May we owe no one anything but love this year. That has been my prayer and my heart's cry. And I felt the Lord speak to me even on that. Christine, that's a good cry from your heart. That's a cry that pleases me, because when you ask to owe no one anything but love, you're asking to owe no one anything but me. That's complete victory for their lives. That's the miraculous for their lives. That's my provision for my life, their lives. That's my goodness, my salvation. Let's owe no one anything but love. And the same goes for our children, for our family first this year. And then I sensed the Lord Just impress into my heart, sometimes keeping our Simbas in the light is a fight. Sometimes keeping our Simbas in the light is a fight for what's right. Fight with your life. Greater love has no man than this, than he lays down his life for others. Let's be willing to not just be peacekeepers. Somebody said to me today, Alan Pimlott, a wise, wise man who I love dearly, at the dinner table. Let's not be peacekeepers. Let's be peacemakers. You know, there are those who just want to keep peace at any price, and that it doesn't bring true, lasting, authentic peace. But peacemakers are those who are prepared to pay the price, to take the uncomfortable decisions, to do what is ultimately right, to be a peacemaker, not to be a peacekeeper and an appeaser, which can ultimately lead to the absolute opposite. So let's be peacemakers, not just peacekeepers this year. The light. Let's stay away from those dark, shadowy areas. Let's protect others from those dark, shadowy areas this year. And let's live in the light, and let's spread the life and the freedom and the love of Jesus, and stay safely within the boundaries. Surely the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, and you and I then have a good and a godly inheritance to enjoy. In the number 2025, that number 5, and the year 5785, that number 5 represents window, represents light. And there is a clear distinguishment between that which is good and evil, that which is light and that which is darkness. And let our lives be found in the light. There will be increasing exposures coming. That's what light does. It brings to the surface that which is of darkness, and it exposes. But when something is exposed, it is ultimately, the goal is to bring healing and health and wholeness. So know that. And let's ask the Lord that all of our lives are brought into the light this year. Just as Lazarus was called out of the darkness of the tomb, Jesus, the resurrection and the life, said, Lazarus, come forth. Let's call forth from the unseen realm into the seen realm. Let's call forth from the supernatural realm into the natural realm. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Let's call those things forth which are not, as though they are. Let's take a hold. Let's let go this year, here and now, of all that is not of the Lord, so that we can take hold of all that is of his kingdom, the kingdom of light at this time. I sense the Lord saying, and I'm whizzing through this right now, I sense the Lord saying for this year that it's, I've said, a year of fullness. Expect his fullness. Double portion time. Within that, it's the time for the kingly and the priestly anointing to come together. We are kings and priests. We are his royal priesthood. That means kingly priests on the earth. Kings rule and reign and have all the authority. Priests minister before God, and they minister before the people. So God has anointed us at this time with that double portion anointing, and he wants us to thrive in 2025. Double portion also represents Israel and the church on the earth coming together as one. We are the two brothers on the earth, and the Lord at this time is bringing the two together as one. One new man in Christ, as the scriptures reveal. So let's stand with Israel. Let's pray for Israel. God has great purposes and plans for Israel at this time. It also represents, the within the double portion, the spirits and the bride say, come. Let's be in oneness with the Lord at this time. And the former and latter reigns. I also sense the Lord saying, accelerated acceleration time. You're going to see a speeding up, a greater acceleration of things taking place on the earth, and a greater acceleration, as we can read in the scriptures, I believe it's in Amos, about how the time will come when the plower will overtake the one who's sowing the seed. The one sowing the seed will overtake the plower. Well, we're at that time now, double portion time. There is an acceleration of God's works and wonders taking place in your life. Those things you strive for at one time, which could take you years to achieve, you're going to see the miraculous speed of the Lord bringing about miraculous supply, miraculous works and wonders through your life. Receive that word from the Lord at this time. The Lord, I heard God's command, go forth, restore, redeem the times, recompense for my enemies and rewards for my own are being released from my throne. You've been a candle in the wind. The winds of war against you came to take you, but the winds of my spirit are blowing again to sustain you. Blaze, blaze, blaze again by the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Every area I declare, decree over you today, revived, alive, thrive in 2025. I'm going to move on very speedily here because there's more I could say, but I want to wrap this up pretty quickly today, and there's more that I will bring in the time to come. I sense the Lord saying that it's time to go from the woe, where it's felt like such a burden, where you have, the enemy has been lying to you that the Lord is against you. No, if God be for you, nothing and no one can be against you. And Jesus is for you. If you know him as your Lord and as your Savior, Jesus is on you. He is for you. He has got your back. He is surrounding you. And his goodness and mercy are following you at this time. God is taking you from the woe God to the wow God. You're going to look in awe and wonder at what the Lord does for you this year. Get ready for great breakthroughs. They are on the way. Acceleration is accelerating. It is breakthrough time. I saw a picture as I woke up the other night of the Valley of Blessing. And I heard the words, gather the spoils of war. I looked up, I knew that was the story relating to Jehoshaphat, the king of Israel in the Bible. And you can read it in 2 Chronicles 20. But for speed's sake, it recounts where the children of Israel had their, well, they were being attacked by the enemy on three fronts. Israel has been attacked on seven fronts since October the 7th, 2023. And it seemed like they were going to be taken out. But the cry of the children of God and the cry of Israel and of the church at this time that is arising is, Lord, because it seems so impossible, Lord, we don't know what to do, just as Jehoshaphat cried out to God in 2 Chronicles 20, but our eyes are upon you. All eyes on Jesus, all eyes looking up. The windows of heaven are open. God is about to pour out such blessing upon you at this time. And the Lord would say to you that every enemy will be destroyed before you. Expect great victories. As we see, they were attacked on several fronts. And as this scripture shows us, as soon as they began to praise, because something happened in 2 Chronicles 20:22 to 30, at the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord would say in 2025 to thrive, let praise arise. At the very moment you, just like the children of Israel, sing and give praise to the Lord, what happened to them will happen to you. All of the enemies coming against them on every side were destroyed and they started fighting among themselves. It says in the word of God that Judah arrived, when the children of Israel arrived at the lookout point. That jumped off the pages to me and I sensed the Spirit of the Lord say, look out. God wants you to be watchmen and watchwomen. He wants you looking out and on the lookout. But as you look out, you are going to see, as you're looking out faithfully, as you're looking out prayerfully, not fearfully, you're going to see every enemy running from you. They may come against you one way, but they will flee before you seven ways, according to the word of the Lord, so be it. And it says, as they looked out at the lookout point in the wilderness, all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of the enemy had escaped. As I said to you prophetically at the beginning of this message, look out, breakthrough and breakout. Don't doubt. Give a victory shout. You will take out every enemy by the word of the Lord. That is God's promise for you. And we see then in verse 25, King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather the plunder. The Lord is saying to you today, you are about to gather the plunder of war. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days just to collect it all. You felt like you've been through the scattering. It is time for the gathering. God is about to gather you and to connect you for kingdom purpose. You're going to be in the right place, the right time, with the right people, fulfilling his purpose for your life. Get ready as you receive and you believe the word of the Lord today. It's going to be activated within you, because God's word is not dormant. It's alive and it is active. And it goes on and it says here that they actually went and they gathered more than they could carry. On the fourth day, they gathered in the valley of blessing. The Lord would say to you, the place of devastation is turning into the place of blessing for you. The place of devastating is becoming the place of blessing. And it's the valley of blessing today for your life. Receive it. Then they all returned to Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat leading them, overjoyed that the Lord had given them victory over their enemies. God is about to destroy every enemy. That and the enemy that you see today, the Lord would say, you will see no more in Jesus' name. That's a word from the Lord for someone who needs to hear that. I'm going to say it again because it's double portion time. The enemy you see today, those enemies you have fought this past year before, you will see no more, says the Lord. For the Lord is going before you from 2024. From all the battles that you have been through, the Lord is slaying and destroying every enemy before you by the word of the Lord. When all the surrounding kingdoms heard that the Lord himself had fought against the enemies of Israel, the fear of God came on them. God is about to show up and show off in your life, because so many lives depend on Jesus being glorified. What he does in you and through you, he's going to do for many too. And your life will be a great testimony to give glory to the Lord. And he is about to give you rest on every side. Receive his rest today. Time to go from the, woe God, woe is me. Oh, it's been such a struggle. I'm so worn and torn. From the, woe God, to, wow, God, look what the Lord has done. Have a breakthrough year. Get ready. Accelerate. Acceleration is accelerating. It's breakthrough time in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I loved it when I received that word through the night, and it was so precious and priceless at the time for all that I'd been fighting on every front, that I actually said, oh God, that's wonderful. I keep pouring out your word to others. I've been believing your word as you've been pouring it into me, standing on your word regardless of what I see naturally, until it's manifest. The year 2025, the number five, it means, hey, it's a picture of a man with his hands in the air in awe and wonder. Wow, God, at what God does in worship. Let praise arise in 2025 and you will thrive. It's that picture of, behold, you are about to get ready for the wows of God. Get ready to behold his works and his wonders in your life and on the earth by the word of the Lord. when you're attacked on several fronts, just as I've experienced that, as many of you have. And I cried out to the Lord that night and said, Lord, it's a wonderful word, but I so need confirmation that this is truly of you. And I felt the Lord take me to, it's about 3-4 in the morning, took me to, I haven't really watched this person, I can't even think of what her name was. It was a 15-minute message that came up on YouTube about 3-4 in the morning. And I watched this message and I prayed. Before I went to the message, the Lord had given me what the confirmation would be. And I prayed it and I said, Lord, I pray that if this really is of you, that when I watch this 15-minute message, they're going to mention 2 Chronicles 20 in the word. And you can guess what I'm about to say. My eyes darted wide open 10 minutes in or so, whenever they literally referred to 2 Chronicles 20 and then carried on. So by the word of the Lord, everything is established. And I want to pass on his word to me, to you today, that you can take this word to the bank and you can draw from it this year. Every enemy destroyed. Get ready to thrive in 2025. You're not going to be living in the valley of lack and devastating, but in the valley and from the valley of blessing. And go gather the plunders of war by the word of the Lord. Been attacked on several fronts. And as the scripture shows, as soon as they began to praise, why is it so important that we praise all our days? Is because it takes complete trust in the Lord. That's when the Lord assailed and prevailed against every enemy on their behalf. Israel's back in their day. And that's when the Lord will prevail and assail against every enemy for you too. They gathered in the valley of blessing all the spoils of war. Get ready. Your valley of devastating is becoming the valley of blessing in Jesus' mighty name. I also saw a picture of, do you remember when the tragic event happened back in the summer where President-elect Trump was shot at a rally, and he then stood up and punched his hand in the air, fight, fight, fight. I saw a picture of that through the night. And from this account of this word that I'm bringing to you now. But I also felt the Spirit of the Lord saying, but what about when you can't fight anymore? And my response, and may it be yours too, eyes on the Lord. Just like Jehoshaphat, when we don't know what to do, Lord, our eyes are on you. When you hit those times this year, when you don't know what to do, eyes up on you, on the Lord. When you're knocked down and you can't get up to fight another round, only the Lord himself can fight through you, for you, and bring you through. The Lord wants to remind you today, because of the victory of Jesus, his blood and the cross, you no longer fight for victory. You don't strive in 2025. You're not trying to survive in 2025, but you will thrive by the words, the works, the wonder, the Spirit of the Lord in 2025. For it's not by your might, not by your power or mine, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. That is the key to great victory that is before you and me. That's our destiny. That's our dynasty for the coming year and more in Jesus' mighty name. In closing and in wrapping up, last night through the night, I awoke coming into, it was still pitch black dark, and I heard, as clearly as I've heard, the Spirit of the Lord. He's been purifying hearts, purifying, cleaning up temples and lives at this time. And I heard the Lord say, from here on in, I will bless you. I actually put that word in my phone. My eyes could barely open, but I didn't want to lose exactly as God had given me that word. And as I typed it into my phone and I looked back at it on my notes, I typed up bless with 3 S's at the end of it. And then I felt the Lord prompted me as he woke me up to check the time. And it was, when the Lord gave me that word, was 5:55 in the morning. Those 3 S's looked like 555 from 555. We're living in the year, Hebrew year 5785. Two fives there, get this. 2025, from our Gregorian calendar. There's a third five there. I've been one who stood and contended for according to God's word. It speaks of the double blessing, double for your trouble. It's throughout the scripture. Sevenfold for that which is stolen from you. We can take that word of God. We can put our stake in the ground. We can take that word to the bank and we can draw from it. God will give us sevenfold that which the enemy steals from us. So let's allow the enemy to steal no more and let's take God at his word and recover all and more, the plunders of war. Hundredfold for that which is given to God, Jesus said. And what then the Lord spoke to my heart is, I'm giving you triple blessing. And I thought, I've never heard of a triple blessing in my life before. And as I then looked up and I studied into it, there is such a thing as the triple blessing. And the triple blessing can often refer to our God is a triune God, the three in one. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, three in one. And we have been made in his image. We are triune in our makeup. We are spirit, soul and body. We're spirit first. We have a soul. We live in a body. Often we put so much emphasis on our body and on our soul, which is our mind and our will and our emotions. When first and foremost, God has created us, we are spirit. The spirit and soul will live forever. The body one day will be no more. So let's stop focusing on this outward box and on this outward shell, hey? And let's start focusing on the real, what really matters, hey? What's going to last forever. But my point in this is the Lord showed me that he is about to, he is blessing us, spirit, soul, mind, will, emotions, and body, this shell that we get to live in. And all around us, God is going to manifest in and through us his blessings, his spirit. We are made that triune triple, and God is about to bless us above and beyond in every way, shape and form from here on. So God's blessings are on you from here on in, and they are in you, spirit, soul, body, bursting out through you from here on in. I will bless you before the eyes of a watching, waiting world. God is going to bless you. Get ready and receive. In closing and wrapping up, Ephesians 3:19-20, I received last night through the night. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us, through us, to accomplish infinitely more than we can ever ask or think. All of you, Lord, may that be our heart's cry this year. All for you, Lord, and all through you, Lord. Let's receive that triple blessing of all of him, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And as our heart's cry, I'm losing my voice now, so I'm going to wrap this up, is all of you, all for you, all through you. Then get ready. God is going to bless you above and beyond your wildest dreams this year. Have you received his word today? Let me hear it. Hear from you in the comments. And it's just so good to be tuning in with you as we go live and as we thrive together in 2025. Shall we pray? In Jesus' name. Father, we love you. We worship you. We adore you. We thank you for this new year. Thank you for all you brought us through in 2024. Thank you for all we are coming to in the new year, 2025, that we will thrive. We will not survive. We will not strive. But God, we're going to know your abundance, your fullness, your increase, your favor, your light, eradicating and shining in all darkness, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the promise from your word, Lord, we receive today, that fresh and filling of your Holy Spirit, your hand of God mightily upon us. Thank you for your supernatural in and upon our natural, Lord. Thank you that you open the floodgates and the windows of heaven and pour out such blessing upon us. Thank you for fresh light, revelation, life, and that the breath of God revives us in every way. Thank you. It's double portion time. We burst the dam. Let your rivers of living water flow unhindered from your throne to your own. Thank you for accelerated acceleration in you, through you. In Jesus' mighty name, we receive from you, and all our lives are for you. Mwah. We love you, Jesus, and God bless you. I love every one of you too. Till next time.